This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Springs is closer to having a new police chief. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
Adrian Vasquez has been serving as interim police chief since the retirement of Chief Vince Niskey in March. Vasquez has been with the department since 1995, joining after serving for a decade in the Air Force. Colorado Springs officials say Mayor John Suthers selected Vasquez following a nationwide search. He still must be confirmed by the Colorado Springs City Council before he takes the position. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Unaffiliated voters will be allowed to vote in the Republican primary this June. The federal judge dismissed a request by Republican state party leaders to prevent unaffiliated voters from participating. The primary is June 28th. Research on Colorado's East Troublesome wildfire shows climate change will make that kind of quickly spreading fire more likely. The East Troublesome in 2020 burned close to 200,000 acres, much of that in a single day. Researchers say their work is a warning to communities to prepare for fires like that. Fire crews in Colorado Springs were able to contain a grass fire that broke out last night on a hill in the middle of town. The fire was near a residential area, but firefighters were able to stop it before evacuations became necessary. And fire danger is high again today for Colorado Springs and Pueblo and on the plains. Metro Denver can expect rain and snow. Grand Junction has wet weather today. And in the mountains, the forecast has snow for the rest of the week. In Colorado Springs, 60 degrees this morning. In Denver, 46. This is CPR News and KRCC.